The debate over whether antidepressants are safe for children has focused attention on another long-running controversy, drug makers' suppression of scientific studies that are unfavorable to their products. Pressure is mounting within the medical community to set up a public registry of all clinical trials. The purpose is to make it harder for drug companies to hide research results they don't like. An influential group of medical journal editors released their proposal for a registry today. Tomorrow, the debate moves to Congress. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Medical journal editors and regulators have known for a long time that drug makers are selective about which scientific studies they share with doctors and the public. But it's taken an emotional controversy over the health of children to create a broader awareness of the issue. Tomorrow, a subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee will hear from the makers of antidepressants. Lawmakers will ask them whether and why the companies suppressed results of studies that showed antidepressants increased the risk of suicidal thought and action among children. California Democrat Henry Waxman is a member of the committee and will be at tomorrow's hearing.
There's a fundamental issue here of public health because many people are being steered to drugs by their doctors who don't know because they're not being told that the drugs may not be fully effective. And the reason they don't know is because the pharmaceutical companies will not reveal publicly the tests that were not favorable to their product.
At issue here are the hundreds of clinical trials that drug makers may run on drugs, even after the drugs have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. The positive trials are offered for publication, and marketing departments at drug companies use them as tools that they say educate doctors about additional uses for the drugs, and thus build the drug sales. The negative trials can be buried with impunity. Such selective reporting is a gigantic problem in drug research, says Catherine DeAngelis, editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Medical Association. She's one of 12 editors of influential medical journals around the world who announced today they would only publish studies that were registered at the outset in a publicly run database.
We just reached the point of where we say, we've had it. All we can do is say, look, you can publish elsewhere. Just don't come to our journals. Don't submit your articles to our journals.
Representative Waxman and Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey will soon offer a bill that would set up a federally financed and enforced registry. They say nothing short of that will solve the problem. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.